Ohio?
No, this is the Dr. Simmons in Ray, Wyoming.
Sorry, my mistake.
There's someone using your name in Columbus, Ohio.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I probably did tire you out a bit last night. God, I was amazing.
Yeah. I'm really glad I was there to see it.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, listen. With regard to the whole adoption thing, it is possible that I did drag my feet a little bit. You would be a terrific mother. Caring and supportive and completely smothering.
I'm so looking forward to that.
But I am not sure that I would be good at it.
Really? That's what you're worried about?
A bit, yes. Yes. What makes you think I would be a good father?
Well, if I had to pick one thing, I would say it was the mouse.
What are you talking about?
Don't you remember, you know, we had a mouse in our apartment and then all of a sudden the cereal box started moving?
Oh, yes, yes. The shaky granola.
Yeah, and yes. It ran out to our balcony and, you know, you could have just taken a broom and swept it off, but instead you stood there for hours trying to coax that little guy into a shoebox using Jarlsberg from Zabar's.
Yeah, a terrible waste of cheese, seeing as it eventually leapt to its death.
When I saw that, I knew you'd be a great father.
Especially if we adopt a rodent.
Thank you for being honest.
Listen, while I am speaking honestly, I wondered if we might also discuss the whole business of separate sites. I don't want to pressure you.
No, I've been thinking about it too. You know, why don't you finish your jog and we'll talk about it when you come back, okay?
Okay. Take the bear spray.
Okay.
Take the bear fly.
Okay. Thank you. Clay?
Come on in.
Hey, Clay?
Yeah.
Looking for Emma in the house. Is she around? I just wanted to talk to her.
She's gone into Cody for supplies. She'll be back in about an hour.
Oh. It's just, as you can probably see, things are going much better between me and Paul. But, you know, some very big decisions need to be made in regards to our future and the possibility that we're not going back to New York. And the fact is that, well, I slept with someone else while Paul and I were separated.
Emma will be back in about an hour.
Well, I kind of don't know what to do.
Grab a bucket.
Okay. So which of these are skim?
Put your bucket under there. Get that stool. Grab a hold of the teat.
Uh-huh.
Good luck.
Well, you know, there's a school of thought that says what Paul doesn't know won't hurt him. And on some level, I guess it's almost narcissistic if I do tell him. But how can I expect complete honesty from him if I'm asking any less of myself? I mean, isn't that just the height of hypocrisy?
Could be. I don't hear much helping going on over there.
Oh, sorry. Ow. Does this hurt them?
Not if you're gentle about it.
Oh. I get it. Yeah, I get it. You're telling me to be honest, but to be gentle.
I was telling you to ease up on her teeth. But I guess it worked both ways.
That's very wise.